This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio and we are back talking cricket and the 2024 VI cricket season preview. Joining me now are players from Lancashire Lions, Shiraz Chauhan, club secretary, and players Bradley Newton and Tasim Sabir. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Hubert, for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
So, Shiraz, let's come to you first and talk about, briefly, the club perspective. How was the last season for Lancashire Lions?
The last season, Hubert, was very interesting in regards of we were promoted from Division 2 in 2022 with a 100% record and some really good performances collectively by the players. So we stepped up back to Division 1, getting some really good teams playing top-flight cricket again, where I think we belong. And we managed to stay up, so we're in Division 1 again this year. We had some good runs with the Cup. We reached a semi-final in the Heinrich Swanepoel Cup, which was previously called the British Blind Sports Cup. And also, we reached T20 Finals Day, the David Townley 2020 Cup, which was held in Leicester in September. And we was finalists, and unfortunately we lost in the final, but we went all the way.
So let's talk about player achievements then. Bradley, let's come to you. What would you say it was your biggest achievement of last season as a player? What are you most proud of?
I think for me, my biggest achievement this season will have been probably my innings against Surrey in the semi-finals of the T20 Cup on finals day. It was my highest score that I've hit to date. I hit a 93 not out. So I opened the batting and was in for the full 20 overs. And as I say, scored 93. Had a very good partnership with Tasim. I think for me as well, the other thing I was sort of proud of was I had quite a slow start to this season, to the season just gone. I think really sort of coming to grips with, you know, the level that some of the guys that we're playing against, some of the teams we're playing against, sort of shocked me a little bit, and it wasn't sort of what I was expecting. And yeah, I had a bit of a slow start. I managed to turn that around and ended up with some decent figures for the end of the season.
I think, Hubert, another thing he's being a bit light there, really. I think he got us through into the quarterfinals because we was in a preliminary round v Cheshire Cobras. So he made a very valuable 50 to get us through into the quarterfinal, really. And after that, we won the quarterfinal and we got to finals day, and it was a brilliant innings. But for me, his innings against Cheshire Cobras was the innings that stood out that actually got us en route to finals day.
Tasim, let's come to you. What would you say was your personal highlight of the season or achievement that you're proud of?
My double 100 against Yorkshire Vikings in the Roses match. So that was my great achievement for me. And then, as Brad mentioned, against Surrey in the semi-final, against Surrey in the T20 Finals Day, I think that me and Bradley going, because me and Bradley had a valuable experience. We've been the most opening for the team last season and the season before. So against Surrey, batting together, putting up, I think, 200-plus partnership together. And unfortunately, sorry to Brad, I just took a more strike and he couldn't get his wounded.
Let's now move on to talking about this coming season, 2024. Shiraz, from the overall club perspective, what are your hopes for Lancashire Lions this season? What would you like to achieve as a club?
Our hopes are to go a step further and push for the title for the National League with our two prolific scorers here and other great players that we have in the team as well that performed during the course of last season. Our development programme has been really good with our second team as well. We have a second team and we look to get players through the second team and, you know, to push through and the pathways to into the first team. So we're training very hard at the moment with our winter programme, with our coach, Seth. He's really putting some hard work in and we're doing the hard yards. So we just can't wait to get out and actually showcase our talent and skill collectively as a group because we've got a great bunch of players, you know, to add to the experience that Bradley's got now as well and Tass is You know, he's vastly experienced. He's been playing for 13 years with alongside with myself as well. So it's about us nurturing these new players coming through as well, and just making them shine, and hopefully pushing for a cup, T20 or a Heineken Cup, and pushing for the right at the top of the table for the league. Obviously, the title will be great.
So let's come to you, Bradley. I mean, you had that great innings against Surrey in the finals day last season. What are you hoping to, to achieve this season? Turn a 93 into 100, or what have you got? What's on your wish list for the season?
Well, I think that's the plan. Yeah, as long as Tassin doesn't go and steal my strike again for the majority of the, I'll hopefully get there one game this season. But no, I think for me, it was the most important thing is building on the very strong end to the season that we had last season. We seem to hit some good form at the right times, obviously with finals day and getting to the semi-finals of the Heineken Swanepoel. So I think for me, like Shiraz said as well, building on that, bringing through the some of the the fresher talent that we've got, and yeah, trying to be as competitive as we can again. Obviously, it'd be nice to get to another finals day and hopefully go one step further this time. But I think it's just a we you know we're on a decent progression path, and we're all doing our bit and putting the work in, and I think it's for us it's just building on that and seeing where that can take us this season.
Tassim, let's come to you. I mean, a double hundred, that's going to be tough to beat, but what are you hoping for this season to achieve? What are your personal goals?
Well, first of all, I would mention that I think how we behave like as a character, because as we all know that newcomers coming into the team, and we need to show great character and to show that like if you want to compete at this competition, you have to be at the top of your game. And as myself personally, I would go with, I think I want to see my team going forward, winning competitions, being with my team for more than 12 years. And we just about, it's like, as we say, not far, but just too close. All the time we get close, we put up brilliant performances. And the achievement for me for this season is to, it doesn't matter, make 100, doesn't make a difference, make double 100. But if I make a 30, that go my team cross the line, and that 30 would be, I think, more valuable than the 100 and double 100s for me.
If you would like more players to join your club, how can they go to do that, Shiraz?
You can contact us via our email address, LancashireLions@gmail.com, or even contact us on Facebook. The social media platforms that we operate is Lancashire Lions Visually Impaired Sports Club. So it's Lancashire Lions VISC, and on Twitter, Lancs Lions @LancsLions VISC.
Well, we wish you guys at Lancashire Lions the best of luck for the forthcoming 2024 season. But for now, Shiraz Chauhan, Club Secretary, and fellow players Bradley Newton and Tassim Sabir, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.